you will not hear, you will not hear on the judgment day. Look at Acts chapter 17 with me today, verses 30 and 31. And then we're going to talk about three things that you will not hear on judgment day. It won't take me, hopefully it won't be too awful. It won't take too awful long, awfully long. In other words, I hope it don't hurt. not an endurance test here today. Praise the Lord. Remember to pray one for another. Those different requests that were made known to us today, pray one for another. Chapter 17 of the book of Acts, verse 30 says, "In the times of this ignorance, God winked at, but now commanded all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men in that he hath raised him from the dead." And so Jesus, Paul here is talking about Jesus, that one day we're all going to be judged. And Jesus is going to come back. And there's certain things, though, you won't hear on the day of judgment. And verse 28, I just wanted to read it to you just because. "For in him, Jesus, we live and move and have our being." For in Jesus, we live and move and have our being. You need to tell yourself that pretty often. For in Jesus, you just say it that way. For in Jesus, I live and move and have my being. For in Jesus, I live and move and have my being. Why is that? Because I'm his offspring. I am his offspring. Amen. That ought to encourage you. Amen. Three things. It's not a fable or a fantasy that one of these days judgment is coming and Jesus is coming back. We talk about it around here, talked about it this morning. We talk about it quite a bit. And I believe it. I really believe it. And when that happens, there's going to be a judgment time. It's not a fantasy and it's not a fable. Paul, in fact, told the church at Athens that one of these days, and verse 31 here, that there's going to be an appointed day that everyone in the world will be judged according to God's righteousness. Won't be according to your righteousness, your way of thinking, but according to God's righteousness and God's way of thinking. So that lets us know that we need to align our thinking and our ways with God's ways and God's way of thinking. The Bible teaches us that his thoughts are not our thoughts, nor his ways our ways, for his thoughts are higher than our thoughts and his ways higher than our ways. And so we got to look up and look towards God and line up with the truth of God's word, because we will all give an account of ourselves one day. Look at Matthew 25 verses 31 through 33 for just a moment here, and let's see what it has to say. Matthew 25, verse 31, says this, "When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them from one another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, and the goats on his left hand." And so there's coming a time of judgment. One of these days, we don't hear much about judgment. We want to hear the good things, and we like to hear it's your best life now, and how you're going to get ahead while you're here, and you're going to be wealthy while you're here, and you're going to marry the most beautiful woman while you're here, and if that don't work out, you can divorce and get you another one, and you know, it's just your best life now. Well, that's not what it's all about. It's what it's about is living for God while you're here. You know, this life you may have some tribulation, and this life you may have some trial, and this life it may not go the way you want it to, but you gotta trust God. And one of these days he's gonna judge it all. So I wanna live for him while I'm here, don't you? I wanna do my best to please him while I'm here, don't you? Amen. I wanna live for God. And so one of these days there's going to become a judgment time. And some of the things you won't hear on that day, and so don't expect to even hear them on that day. One of them is that on that day you'll not hear anyone say, "There is no God." You'll not hear that on judgment day. There's not going to be anybody who says there is no God. According to Psalms 14:1, it simply says the fool has said in his heart that there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. So the fool says there's no God, and there's a lot of people in this world today that says there's no God, or they're agnostic maybe, or there's several words for that. But anyway, you know, they just don't believe there's a God. Well, yeah, there is a God. And he still rules. He still reigns. He's still going to judge. And so you and I need to understand that, that he is going to come again. Jesus is going to come. There will be a judgment. There'll be a judgment of the sheep and the goats. There'll be a judgment of the righteous and the unrighteous. And, I want to be on the right side of that. I want to be on Jesus' right side as a sheep. Don't you? And be judged according to that. And so it's going to be clear to everybody to Hebrews 11 verse 6 that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. He is a rewarder. And I believe Brother Roy put that up there, said, but without faith it's impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. You're not going to come to God not believing in God. You're not going to go to heaven not believing in God. You can say, I don't believe in God. Well, that's your point. That's your, people say that. How many here say that? Do anybody here say that? How many be so bold to fess up to that belief? Nobody. Well, I hope you don't believe that. Being in a Pentecostal church here, staying for afternoon service, you're bound to believe in something. Put that hand down. Quit stretching. She's just stretching. She believes in God. You know, you got to believe in God. He is a rewarder of those that seek him. So the Bible says in Romans 14:12 that everyone will give an account of themselves before God. Every single one of us will give an account of himself before the Lord. None of us will be exempt from judgment day. Nobody, you know, you're going to be divided. And then as Christians, we're going to be standing at the judgment seat of Jesus Christ, and he'll judge our works and the deeds that we have done and reward us accordingly. But that's something I want to be a part of. There's another great judgment coming where he'll say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. And that's going to be some people that were in church that didn't do church. You know, hey, they're in church, but they don't do church. They just come because maybe it's the fashionable thing to do, or grandma makes them, or it's just what they've always done. Maybe it gives them prestige in the community, maybe. I mean, it's whatever the reason is, or they just enjoy the music, they enjoy the worship, they enjoy the fellowship. Maybe they like sitting on the board. You mean there's people sitting on church boards that might not go to heaven? Well, absolutely. Wouldn't you? You know, there's people probably behind some pulpits that aren't going to go to heaven. The Bible says it will. So that's just the way it is. But one of these days, those who say there is no God, they're going to say, oh my goodness, was I wrong? And then it's too late. It's absolutely too late. Today's the day of salvation. Today's the acceptable time. Not once the judgment takes place or once the Lord comes back. It's very possibly too late. And then secondly, on the day of judgment, no one will say, one religion is as good as another. No one's going to say that on Judgment Day. They're going to realize that they were wrong when they thought they could come to the Lord in just any way they wanted to. And over in John 14, verse 6, and you're all familiar with that particular passage of Scripture, John 14, verse 6, he done beat me there today. He's making sure I don't call him out today by, you know, he's getting right on the stick. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but by me. That's the only way to heaven is through Jesus Christ. You have to go through another passage of Scripture said, I'm the door. I'm the door. You got to open the door. Go through me. You can't go any other way. He told those that were outside, some people that he was on the outside wanting to get in. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. So he is the door, but also he'll stand at your heart's door and knock and say, let me come in. And he wants to be a part of your life. So one religion is not as good as another. One of these days, there's going to be, without a doubt, only through Jesus can people come to the Father. And everybody, and all will see that only those who were washed in the blood of the Lamb are redeemed from their past sins. Look at Revelation chapter 5, verse 9, if we will. For none of these, none of those things which thou shalt suffer, behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison that you may be tried, and you shall have tribulation 10 days, but be thou faithful, and I will give thee a crown of life if you remain faithful. I think that's the wrong verse, but verse, is that 9, Robbie? Yeah, I don't know. Oh, that's 2:10. I want 5:9 right now. Okay. Did I tell you 2:10? That's down later. That's on my next point. There we go. And they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us by God by the blood of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. So you've got to be born again, church. You must be born again. It's only through the redeemed, we're only redeemed through the blood of Jesus Christ. Muhammad can't save you. Confucius can't save you. Your mama can't save you. Your daddy can't save you. Nobody, your husband, your wife, your children, nobody can save you except Jesus Christ. No one can redeem you except Jesus Christ. And you were redeemed by the blood of Jesus. The shed blood of Jesus Christ. And you got to walk through the light of his word and to 1 John 1:7. Maybe we'll get that one right. Oh, yes. But if we walk in the light as he is the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. It's through the blood of Jesus Christ. There's no other way, no other religion that can get you to heaven. You can practice it faithfully. The world does, no matter what it is, and many practice it faithfully, but it's simply through the shed blood of Jesus Christ that you can, and walking in the light of his world, a word that will get you to heaven. There's no other name by which a man can be saved except the name of Jesus. It's Jesus and him only. And I'm glad for that. I would hate to be as confused as some people are. And I know I'm sort of like an old singer I love real well. Kenny Henson said, I'm not the smartest person in the room. You know, I'm not the brightest, but I was smart enough one day to make Jesus Lord of my life. You know, I made him Lord of my life. And that makes a big difference. Makes a huge, huge difference. Don't be talking about me. Don't be hating. Number three. First off, nobody's going to say there's no God. No one will say one religion is as good as another. And no one will say, I regret that I did my best to follow Jesus. No one's going to say on Judgment Day, I regret following Jesus. No, they're going to come shouting on the streets of glory. They're going to say, thank you, Jesus, I followed you. Thank you, Jesus, you shed your blood for me. And I'm glad I am here. Look at Revelation 2:10 now. For none of these things which thou shalt suffer, behold, I've already read that, didn't I? And you're going to receive a crown of life. A crown of life one of these days. Bible teaches us in one song, even one singing group even have their name, Casting Crowns. One of these days we'll cast those crowns at his feet. All the awards we got, all the accolades, all they ain't nothing. They belong to Jesus. And you know what? What we're doing for him right now is all for him. It should be done to his glory. Whatever you do in the name of the Lord should be done for his glory. The Bible says anything you do in word or deed should be done to his glory. But certainly anything, if that's true, certainly anything you do in his name for him should be done for his glory. That he receives the glory. That we don't receive the glory. And I know we all like to get patted on the back. We all like to feel worthy. We like to feel for people to thank us, and we like to feel, you know, needed and you know, and appreciated and all those things. But really, when it comes right down to ministry, it's not about us, it's about him. Amen. And I appreciate what you did last week, but it's not, I couldn't do it without him. My wife and I couldn't do church, do this church without him. And so if we get glory, it's him. I'm just an under shepherd to the chief shepherd. And I want him to ultimately to receive the glory. Amen? I mean, so that don't mean you don't give me a birthday present next week, by the way. I mean, ain't every day a guy turns 65. You know. I'm going to catch up with Penny one of these days. Keep this up. Oh, I shouldn't have said that, should I? You got to forgive me. But, you know, there's a crown of life coming to us. One of these days, he's going to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. Enter ye now in to the joys of the Lord. One of these days, church, we'll soon be done. And it'll be worth it. In due season, we shall reap. You shall reap if you faint not. I know sometimes you want to give up. But, you know, everything you've done, every service you've attended, every Bible study you've been a part of, every prayer that you've offered, every minute you spent in Bible study and every visit you've made, every mile driven, everything you've done for the Lord and for His cause, all of this has been taken, been made note of in heaven. One of these days, you're going to realize that heaven was worth it all. Heaven was worth it all. Every tear, every heartache, everything that you've done for the Lord will be worth it all. Don't give up. Don't quit. Hang in there. Let's make our calling and election sure. Look at 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10. Don't make me outrun you there. Did I not give that one to you? Here, I got it here. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Wow. You know, I don't think we read this stuff sometime. We don't read it sometime. It said, give diligence, make your calling and election sure, for if you do these things, you'll never fall. And then you're going to be ministered. You're going to have an entrance ministered to you into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you make your election and calling sure, give due diligence to it. You'll not fall. You'll be rewarded one day, soon and very soon. We are going to see this King. Soon and very soon, we're going to see the King. Amen. You looking forward to it? Going to see the King? Be in His presence forever? All being rewarded for all this stuff you had to go through while you was here. Well, it's going to be worth it. And it's not near as bad as it seems. Now, think back 2 years ago today. 2 years ago today, I want you to think back. It was the most miserable day of your life, I can guarantee it. Do you remember it? Do y'all remember what happened 2 years ago today? I can't either. It must have been bad. That's kind of like life, isn't it? Someday we get up and it seems like we're having the worst day we've ever had. The most pressure, most evil things happening to us. And God gets us through it. And a year later, 6 months later, 2 years later, we don't even remember what it was that was so bad. It must not have been that bad when you compare it to the eternal weight of glory. Amen. There's a couple of things. Oh, I don't even want to talk about it. Isn't it wonderful that, see, and it's just not that bad. You're going to get past it. You'll get past it. Some of it you'll remember. There's some things in your life you're going to remember, but you're going to remember also God brought you through it. What's that old saying? If He brings you to it, He'll take you through it. You're going to make it, and heaven will be worth it. You're never going to hear anybody say there's no God, not on Judgment Day. You're not going to hear anybody say there's one religion as good as another because the fool has said in his heart there is no God. And once he gets there, he's going to realize he was wrong. And the Buddhists are going to say, oh, I missed it. The Hindus are going to say, I missed it. there is only one way. That's what you're going to hear, not that everybody can go to heaven. They're not. They may look God in the eye and say, can I be reincarnated and try this again? God's going to say, it's too late. You already believed a lie. You've been damned. It's too late. And then thirdly, you'll never hear a Christian say, I regret following Jesus. It's just not going to happen. And I encourage you, keep the faith. Keep the faith. We're too near the end of our journey to turn back. Amen. Amen. That's all.